Y'all sit down right here. Turn around and face me. All right. Everybody have a seat. You guys doing all right? Come on down. I don't bite. Everybody come on down. All right. One of the things, just sit right in here, anywhere here. One of the things I'm going to be talking about this morning is about living for God. And there's a verse in the Bible that says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Now, here's my question for you smart people. What are some ways that you can love God? What are some things that you can do that will show and help you love God? All right, Asher?
Somebody fell down, you can help them up, or if somebody speaks.
Excellent. Just stop that first one. Excellent. Asher said, if someone falls down, that you would help them get up. Those are the things that God loves. All right, something else you could do. What could you do? Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll come back to you. What are some things you can do that help you to love God and show God you love Him?
And then for you to play with a part, and then my friends go play with a part.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all are just full of talking. All right, look up here. Let me give you a couple suggestions. One of the things you can do is go to church. Another thing you can do is read your Bible. Another thing you can do is to encourage other people. There's all kinds of things you can do to show people that you love them and love God. And church is just looking at you guys up there. Let me get a look at this. I think that makes God real happy to see a bunch of young kids at the front. Sorry about that, bud. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to look this week for ways that you can love God, whether it's going to church, being nice to someone, helping someone up, like Asher said, that falls down. You be a part of that, okay? So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I just ask that you would be with them, help them to love you by helping others. In Jesus' name, amen.